Dear Diary, sometimes I believe in myself, sometimes I don't. Like sides of the Necker Cube, belief in one's own story is a kind of rush, like a wave coming back at you. At times it's rolled me over. I have the feeling of getting back up again, thinking, this time I've found a format. I have introduced you in the class to the man on the tape. The two are one and the same. Dear Diary, why do we write to a diary? To record data? For whom to see? Is it just for me? Do I dare share it? Do I want to? Why would I? What is my motive? What is my character? What am I about? I told them I'd show movies. I spoke in class with the same voice that you now hear, and so at least it's not the voice that's strange. When I share reality with you, how deep does it go? To share reality is to share message space. Good to feel another human being out there. Dear Diary, once in open space, are you wide open? What is left inside? How do you express spirit? Do you run fast? Feel your limits? How good are you? Let me see. Will you feel it necessary to tell your story in hostility? Do you want your story told? If not, why not? How can we accommodate you? Keep a diary in digital. As a memory, you'll feel good about. As a source for pleasure. A way for you to construct and hold the past. Ask yourself, as you write your diary, to whom do you speak? This is different from a lecture. This is what I want to say to my students through the medium of listening to a tape. I want to assert this as a legitimate way of communicating with my students, and of itself being fodder for communication out. I would like to keep cameras out of my classroom, at least until we consider and perhaps decide to do otherwise. We are all characters in our own play. The self-reflective mission is to make a great reality. What is that? I've been asked to speak to the Nieman Foundation, to moderate a panel on how to ask the right questions. What do I think? To ask the right questions, let's first talk about what's right. Right for a journalist means telling a story with the biggest message, bounded by the truth, as you know it, and as you can back with sources. That depends on how the story that you tell makes people feel. You would be pleased to have your work cause deep feeling. What is the question to which you want to know the answer? If it depends on picking a topic that will be of interest to your audience, how better than to choose one of interest to you? You formulate the real question in your mind, the point of curiosity, but frame it. How? Directly? Simply ask it? Trust credibility coming back, or take response as interesting, true or false? What is the purpose of your question? What is the output wanted for? Is it to be a story in itself, or to lead you deeper, put you in the catbird seat so later on you can bring truth out? Which route to the interesting truth you go is up to you. Show Roland Christensen's internet video. Explain that I don't want cameras in my classroom. At least full motion video. In the Christensen video, the focus is too much on him. Suppose we could give each student access to the B-School's mode of internet production, its presentation platform, and in it let each student or student group create its story. This will be, should be, a learning story. What do we hide? What means of hiding are at our disposal? What rights does a plaintiff have in a class action? Can he put his story up on eBay and auction to the highest bidder? What permissible currency of exchange? What rights as he goes along? I'd like to talk to Schlichtman about gathering evidence. Jan is particularly good at gathering evidence for demonstration. Two forms of proof. Demonstration, contradiction. Terry Lindzner, who talked to us about that. The answer to the three hats problem, an example of proof by contradiction. Assume the hat upon your head is white. What then? If what follows is inconsistent with a premise of your belief, then know the opposite is true. Proof by demonstration, the plaintiff's direct case. Proof by contradiction, cross-examine. How you ask the question depends on what point of view you take. Should its form be leading or open-ended?
I stand in white flat land, no shadow or shade of a doubt. With an egg for a man, a girl with a hand, and a cousin with a smile. Fall in love with a bright idea of where the world is revealed to you. Fat man and dancing girl, and that's the show we produce for you. Monkey in the middle. Keep singing that tune. I don't wanna hear it. Get rid of it soon. Empty on the cage tonight is a man named Billy Crow. He's being tonight from a boy and he knows the worth of a beautiful girl. Shade of a doubt, with a megaphone man, with a girl with a man, with a cousin, with a man. Does she tell the truth? Does she hide the lies? Does she say so? No one can know.